All right, welcome to July 20th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. 1969, Neil Armstrong takes a giant leap. Specifically, a 240,000-mile leap for mankind. And we all know what that means. Conspiracy theory time, everybody! I love a good conspiracy theory. They're the main points of my entertainment. Not only do I find them fascinating, I find them often hilarious. Especially the Flat Earth Society's version of the story of how it didn't happen simply because it's easier for Walt Disney to fake the landing than actually go there. Okay. Because 400,000 people who worked on the mission for 10 years were lying to us. Plus the 12 men who actually walked on the moon, plus the 6 others that were on the mission. Even the Russians couldn't make this stuff up. And I love these arguments. Well, then why is the flag fluttering when there's no air on the moon? Because it's fastened to an upside-down L-shaped rod, so you can see it better. Well, then why are there footprints all over the place beyond where the astronauts would have walked? Because moon dust hasn't been weathered like here on Earth. So in its vacuum, the dust holds together and looks like wet sand. Look, we don't have time for this. On and on it goes. And it appears that the Flat Earth Society should do less thinking and more learning. I'd start with the show Mythbusters, who've already debunked all this fake moon landing nonsense. For 40 years, the American flag has been proudly sitting there. I know it's not standing, it's blown over throughout the years. Whether it's standing or sitting, the point is the flag is still there. After all these years. And there, the American flag will stay. In space. Much like the conspiracy theories, that for some reason would have to accommodate how it got there. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, everybody. The Apollo 11, Neil Armstrong and his crew, like a boss! And speaking of NASA greatness, 1976. The Americans go a little bit further, just 7 years to the day. The Viking 1. Becomes the first spacecraft to make a successful landing on Mars and held that record for being the longest there, 2,307 Earth days, a record that wasn't broken until May 19, 2010, when the Opportunity rover landed. 1934, a ridiculous 118 degrees in Iowa on July 20th, which is a record that still stands to this day from what I hear. July 20th, 1908 is also Vincent Mad Dog Cole's birthday, and I'm not going to wish him a happy one either. He's an Irish-American mobster hitman, most famous for shooting a child during a mob kidnap attempt. It was an accident. Cole is also credited for coming up with a drive-by shooting. He lived all the way up through almost his 25th birthday when the morgue had to remove 15 bullets from his dead body. There are a few films about him. The latest I'm aware of is the one where Chris Bradley plays him in the 1992 movie Mad Dog Cole. And then there's the film Hit the Dutchman. In Morisecco News, 1975. Happy anniversary, William Peter Blatty and tennis player Linda Twary. And I'm glad it wasn't Linda Blair. He was 47 and she was a 24-year-old hottie. Blatty wrote The Exorcist, folks. I don't know if he wrote any books after that or not, but I don't think he needed to.
But I'm the devil.
1973. Sorry to see the passing of America's favorite badass from Hong Kong, Bruce Lee. Only 32 years old. Died from allergic reaction to a painkiller. We miss you, Bruce. And that's it for July 20th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Thanks for listening.
I said empty your mind. Be formless. Shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow, or it can crash. Be water, my friend.